Pope Francis today met with national directors of the Pontifical Missionary Societies and those who work with the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples. The encounter took place in the context of the 100th anniversary of the foundation of the Pontifical Missionary Union, which was inspired by Blessed Paolo Manna, a missionary priest of the Pontifical Institute for the Foreign Missions. Christopher Wells has more.
In his address to the group, Pope Francis said that through the intuition of Blessed Paolo Manna and the mediation of the Apostolic See, the Holy Spirit had led the Church to have an ever greater understanding of her own missionary nature. Although Blessed Paolo Manna highlighted the importance of forming bishops and priests, and through them the laity, for the missions, Pope Francis said the emphasis on the formation of the clergy does not mean reducing the PMU to a simply clerical reality. Rather, it has the mission of supporting the hierarchy in its service to the missionary nature of the Church, which is proper to everyone in their own way within the Church. In this way, he said, the pastors of the Church help keep the Church always and everywhere in a state of mission. Mission makes the Church, the Pope said, and keeps her faithful to the salvific will of God. He asked the directors and collaborators to focus on the commitment to permanent formation in mission, with the intention of serving and nourishing the missionary identity of the whole Church. Although the organization of missionary efforts is important, he said, a certain passion, a mystique, is necessary. I fear, the Pope said, that your work might remain very organized, perfectly organized, but without passion. A mission without the mystique of the saints and the martyrs will not do, he continued. And if something needs to be sacrificed, he said, we sacrifice the organization and go forward with the mystique of the saints. Concluding his address, Pope Francis called for the directors and collaborators to engage in a rethinking of their mission, with the goal of an adequate reformation of methods and an authentic renewal. He expressed his gratitude for the work of the PMU, entrusting its service to the Blessed Virgin Mary, Queen of the Missions, Saints Peter and Paul, St. Guido Maria Conforti, who is instrumental in its early work, and to Blessed Paolo Manna. I'm Christopher Wells.